Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We are talking about Mamma Mia. This episode goes out to all you dancing queens. When all is said and done, just take a chance on this podcast. Don't go wasting your emotion. Honey, honey, money, money, gimme, 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 Mamma Mia, ABBA. Well, hey everybody, welcome to today's, or this week's episode of We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. Am I even saying words anymore? I feel like that's a... I feel like I have that memorized so well that I'm just like, when I get to the end, I'm like, it's like when you're driving down the road and all of a sudden you're like, wait, have I been driving? Did I get to the end?
I don't think anybody would notice if you said it wrong.
Okay. Next time I'm just going to go, hey, everybody, welcome to parentheses, the musicals.
I think saying words would actually work a little bit better.
Okay. So this week we're talking about Mamma Mia, a.k.a. an episode of Mari with Music. Thanks to Matt Newton, a.k.a. Newt Dog, for that alternate title submission. Remember, if you have an alternate title, you can... What am I trying to say? Just, you'll figure it out. Follow us on social media, you'll figure it out, is basically what I'm saying. Today, you know what? Today's our 13th episode.
Wow. Wait, that's unlucky.
But see, here's the... Okay, so we had our... This is our 13th episode, and this week we had 666 followers on Twitter.
Oh, no.
So this is not going to be a good week for us.
Recipe for disaster.
And also, we're talking about Mamma Mia.
Oh, ouch. What are you trying to say?
Nothing. But before we talk about Mamma Mia, I do want to give a shout out to Dear Evan Hansen, it's a musical that won for the best, what is it, best musical at the Tonys this year? Why are you shaking your head like...
Well, my cat is playing with a plastic bag.
Well, that's okay.
Back to reality, oh.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Okay, so you wanted to give a shout out, but as I told you, if you're going to give a shout out, you must shout it out.
Okay, well... I don't want to wake the neighbors.
Nah, they're fine.
Shout out to Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes, the like Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
So yeah, anyways, Dear Evan Hansen, it's a great musical. Elise has not seen it because she is way behind.
Well, I'll get there.
Yeah, but we're going to watch it. It's really good. If you haven't seen it, check it out. I don't know. It's really good. The end. But we're not talking about Dear Evan Hansen. We're talking about Mamma Mia, which, I mean, this week was Father's Day. So as you mentioned earlier, this is a great episode for Father's Day. Because yeah, if somebody hasn't seen this movie, well, first of all, watch the movie. But just could you kind of give them a synopsis of what the plot is, maybe?
Yeah, I sure can. So we got our girl Sophie, right? And she's all like, hey, I don't know who my dad is. Mm-hmm. And so she has asked her mom over the years, and her mom just always says, you know, it's this one guy, but just like, don't talk about it. And so she's like, that's not enough for me. So she becomes a thief and yes. a bandit, mm-hmm. and she steals her mother's diary. Mm. Okay. She takes it. She reads it. She discovers that there are, in fact, three possible fathers.
Bum, thus, bum, bum.
Yes, that's Mari show reference.
Yes, you so, are not the father, or you might be. Let's invite you to my Greek wedding to figure it out.
Yeah, that's what it would say at the bottom of the screen mm-hmm. in real small letters, because it's a really long title. Mm-hmm. so she, as you said, invites them to her wedding mm-hmm. because, you know, for some reason she feels like if she just sees them, she will know. She will know which one's her dad.
Yeah, like kind of like love at first sight, but not with your dad.
You're my dad at first sight.
It's that classic scenario of you're my dad at first sight.
Am I telling like the whole story?
I don't know. Are you?
Well, let's just leave it at that, and let's just...
Okay, and we'll explore the rest throughout this ep.
I don't want to give it away right now.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you saw this musical quite recently live.
Wrong.
Oh, okay, well, I gotta fire my fact checker.
Well, we all have one of those. Actually, you know, it was about a week ago, so not really very recently.
You don't consider a week ago recently?
Mm-mm. It needs to have happened within the last, you know, 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
To be considered recent.
That to makes me. Sense.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I did see it live. And actually, funny story, Yep, that's
it. Is that
it.
Not it?
Another funny story is that I was like, kind of had this feeling like I've seen it live before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was discussing it with my mom, and she was like, yeah, we definitely saw it before. And we were like, this is crazy, because like none of us could remember many details about it. So then we decided to do some research, and we figured out it had been 2010 mm-hmm. when we saw it before.
When you were just a little toddler.
You know, that's not true.
Oh, okay.
Senior in high school.
Okay.
Swag. And and can't remember any details from it, like, at all.
Who can?
Well, not me, apparently.
Well, I'm glad it made a lasting impression on you.
Yeah, it really did. But, you know, that's why you got to just keep seeing these things over and over.
Yeah, but so I guess the first time you saw it, is it fair to say it didn't really stick?
I just have a bad memory.
Oh, okay. But this last time you saw it, I mean, it's only been a week, but what was the impression this time? What I'm saying is, do an impression of the whole thing.
Well... So Sophie walks on the stage and she says, I don't know who my dad is.
Gosh.
And her friends say, do you happen to have some sort of diary or something that we could look at? You know, that your mom has written. And then she says,
your mom has written?
She says, well, by George, I sure do. Let me get it out.
And they're like, why'd you leave it by George?
They say, is George one of your fathers?
Possibly. We are good actors. But no, I don't know. What am I saying?
Yeah,
did you like it this time, though?
I really did. And I wanted to compare it to the movie. And, I mean, honestly, there was so much that was similar.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that cray-cray?
Was Pierce Brosnan in the live performance?
He sure was.
Int.
Wasn't.
Hmm.
You got me there.
I just felt like that was a complete lie. And I don't know why you would lie. Why would you say you saw James Bond in person when you did not?
Well,
that hurts my feelings.
Here's the thing. The stage was pretty far away. So
it could have been him.
It could have been him.
Mm.
It could have been.
Okay, so you like Mamma Mia.
I do, and I want to know what you think, because I'm really getting this just heavy vibe that you just say, no thanks, that ain't for me.
Well, yeah, but that's not necessarily a condemning of a musical. I really feel like it's not for me necessarily, although I do like some of the songs, and which is weird because I'm not a huge ABBA fan, because all the music, if you don't know... All the music is based on ABBA songs, that classic band from the late 1970s. So all the music in the musical is ABBA. I was never really a huge ABBA fan, but I mean, some of it's just, I mean, it'll make your little butt jiggle.
I'm sorry. Hold on. It will do what now?
You know, it'll make you tap your toes. It'll make you like shrug your shoulders up and down. And it'll make your little booty jiggle.
Okay. Well, I think I have to go.
Are you saying you saw this live and you didn't see one jiggly butt?
Wow. Well, when you put it that way, I guess I really did.
Yeah, I thought so.
There were several.
Mamma Mia.
Because at the end of the musical Live, they kind of do this fun dancing encore type of situation where everybody comes out, they have these numbers planned, and literally everyone's on their feet just jiggling everywhere.
I will say that my alternate title for this would have been Grandma Karaoke.
Oh, James.
Well, I just feel like here's my deal with it, because especially as you mentioned, the last few songs that it's more like a concert. Maybe I'm not the hugest fan of the plot, so I just feel like if you want to enjoy these songs, then maybe just go see an ABBA tribute band, which is what the last two songs turns into.
Well,
kind of.
Actually, okay, through my heavy research that I've done day and night, I discovered that actually ABBA's music wasn't popular over here in America, you know, the US of A,
where we live and reside. Yeah.
Yeah, and it until this movie came, or sorry, not the movie, but the Broadway came out, and people were like, "What?
I've got to take a chance on this."
That's what they said. Direct quote.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, think before you speak. But also, I'll tell you this. Since opening in 1999, the show has been seen by more than 54 million people, James. 54 million people in more than 14 different languages, and grossed more than $2 billion.
Is this me? Can I rate your facts?
It has premiered in more than 400 cities worldwide, James. Those people don't lie.
Okay.
They don't lie.
Well, no, I'm not saying there's not a place for this musical. And I honestly,
you're just
like
saying
I said,
it doesn't belong in your home.
And my home is where the heart is. It doesn't belong in my heart. But I do like some of the songs. Like when you called me today, I was listening to
"Don't Go Wasting Your Emotion."
That's the bass line.
"Lay All Your Love on Me."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's good songs. I just feel like this is, it's a dangerous, slippery slope, if you will, when you take a band and you base a plot around a band's discography, because then it feels like sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it can feel like a song is forced in there, because it's like, oh, this is one of the band's popular songs, we can't forget this one, and then it's like, it kind of feels like it doesn't really belong in the story, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, I mean, so what did you not like about the plot exactly?
I didn't mind the plot until the end. I think the actual resolution of the whole thing felt a little quick, a little forced, a little... it was almost too perfect, too. Like, she's walking down the aisle. She wants her father to give her away, but she doesn't know who her father is. And she gets down there and says, "JK, I don't want to get married." Right? What are you doing? Are you blowing your nose right now?
I sneezed. I couldn't stop it.
She's like, "Just kidding, I don't want to get married. This whole thing was just to lure my potential dads." And then she's like, "So," and then, oh, and then her groom is like, "Yeah, that's fine." Which was weird, right?
No.
He didn't do that?
No, he was mad at her. They had a conversation and he was like, "You're so obsessed with finding your dads. Like, is this wedding even about us?"
Well, yeah, but I mean, at the actual wedding ceremony. Like when she's like, "Maybe we shouldn't be getting married." And he like turns to her and he's like, "Yeah," and then all the people in the crowd go, "I paid $1,000 to move to fly to Greece and watch this wedding, and now it's not even going to happen."
Well, but remember, he didn't want the wedding in the first place. She was the one who wanted it. He wanted to just travel the world. And she said, no, I want to have like this really awesome magical wedding. And he was like, fine.
I guess.
Sure, whatever you want. And then she was kind of saying, oh, I realize now this is a lot of like fluff for no reason. And let's just go travel the world.
And then Pierce Brosnan steps up to Meryl Streep and says, well, if they're not going to get married, we should, because we haven't seen each other in 20 years. And she goes, you're right.
But, you know, there's this deep connection that has always been there. Mm-hmm. And though time has passed, though seas have seed, though grass has grown, though shells have slingered on the beaches.
Slingered?
Yeah. Yeah. It's when a snail lives inside and... Yeah. You know, it oozes slime.
Gross. You can go take a quick little puke real fast.
Well, you did ask, so it's accommodating you.
Right. So you're saying that this love has lasted for a long time. But I think the part of me, and we had this conversation after we watched the movie, but I just feel like that's not very realistic. Like,
you're not very realistic.
I know. You're not talking to anyone right now. I am a figment of your imagination.
Am I crazy? Sorry, go on.
In real life, nobody stays away from somebody for 20 years and then comes back to see them and then says, I love you, let's get married, and then it works. So maybe it's like a sweet thought. I just feel like 3 days later, he would have been like, whoa, not what I planned. And she would have been like, I liked being by myself because I'm 60. And I liked myself by myself.
Yeah, I mean, you could think of it as time is running out. So if you're not really a fan of this marriage, how long you really got to live at this point?
Okay.
You could last for another 10 years. That's fine.
Yeah. And so then one of her other potential dads was gay. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that's fine with me. I didn't want to marry her anyways. And then the other dude's like, whatever, I own a boat. So, yeah, you know, I came all this way, but I guess that dude can marry her, too.
Because remember, James.
I don't remember. We watched it really late at night.
These other two men were just kind of afterthoughts, you know? She was just kind of exploring because she missed Sam so much. And so she was just like, you know what? Whatever.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there was no real deep connection with them. It was just kind of like, eh.
Well, Elise, what's your favorite song in this musical? Wow. Do you have a favy?
A favy, he says. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I really like so many of them. I'm sad about it, but my favorite one is just, it has to be Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. Young and
sweet.
Sweet. Yeah.
Only 17.
Only 17. Why? I feel like sweet should rhyme with queen and 17. So I always want to say young and mean.
Young and mean.
Or green.
Okay.
Young and green, only 17. Like green, like not quite ripe yet. Oh, that sounded creepier than I meant it to. That's a saying, though. Like, there's that person's little green, like.
Nope.
Right?
No. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure that's a saying.
Maybe for criminals. But hopefully not for you and I.
Do you just like the song or do you like the scene?
I mean, every time it plays, I just feel like I got to get up and start dancing. And that's pretty cool. And then also, it's got
Jiggle
some...
the butt.
Yep, you know. It's got some bomb harmonies. Don't you agree?
Yeah, those harmonies are Toad's Bombatron. Mm-hmm. The thing about all of ABBA's songs, though, is they were kind of like, I don't know how many people were in the band. I guess three girls?
It's four. Two men, two women. And they actually married each other. Like, one of the men married one of the women, mm-hmm. and then the other woman married the other man.
So one of the A's married one of the B's, and the other B married an A.
Uh-huh.
And thus, ABBA was born.
Yep.
I hope they named all their children ABBA.
Well, they broke up.
Okay. Well, I guess all we can say is thank you for the music, ABBA.
Aww.
But anyways, the basis of their singing was, it was very harmony driven. The original song. So I think that plays itself out in most of the songs in this musical. They have really tight harmonies, which I liked. I like.
What was your favorite harmonies. Song?
I want to see if you can guess what my favorite one is, because I don't. It's really random.
It's an interesting game.
Guess my fave song.
Or die. Okay, I'm going to. Well, so you like upbeat songs.
I do.
I think your favorite song is Mamma Mia.
No. That's really? A fun song, though. Mamma Mia. Song. Here I go again. I like it because every time they get to the chorus, it like drops out and it's just that piano. Like, Mamma Mia. I do like that. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, most people have songs that they build up to a chorus and then Mamma Mia builds up and then it drops out. And then you just kind of have a simple chorus, which I dig. I dig that.
Okay. So anyways, back to this. Take a Chance on Me.
No.
I know you didn't like that scene, but
no, that was a weird scene. They were like all drunk at the reception, running around on the roofs of the place, like dangerous. And then they're falling off. It's not just like, oh yeah, but suspension of disbelief. Like, no, they fell off the roofs.
Are you saying roofs? Like with a V?
Yeah, I think I did.
Okay.
Like hooves.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think so either.
Okay. Roofs.
Sorry. Roofs.
Anyways, well, it's called Movie Magic, and no one actually got hurt in the making of it.
No, I get that, yeah. I will say, there's a lot of moments in this musical where I don't quite understand. Oh, I should probably, before I get onto that, I should probably tell you what my favorite song is.
Yeah, let's do that.
Money, Money, Money.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Money, money, money. Ain't it funny? In a rich man's world, something like that.
You just like that part where she's like, oh, right?
No, I think it's the bass line in this song. There's a lot of those, I sound so dumb.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know, I thought it was a really well done scene. But I will say there's a lot of things in this musical where I didn't quite get why it was happening. So like, the Take a Chance on Me, I didn't understand why they were running around on the roofs. I just, roofs.
You said it again.
I didn't quite understand that. then there's like a song, what song was it? The song where she just gets off the boat. Is it Lay All Your Love on Me, where the guy's on the beach with her?
Yeah.
And like, he's just singing to her, and then like, an army of men pop out of the ocean and they're just like, yeah, we're going to sing with you guys now. I didn't quite understand that.
Well, see, I don't know. I think that this musical has all these like really like funny and fun elements like that are kind of just like silly and just kind of whatever. And I thought you would appreciate that, or at least
occasionally
think it was entertaining.
I do. Like in the Money, Money, Money song, I thought they did a really good job because, like, the background singers are like, that's too bad.
Yeah, and they're doing these hilarious, like, blank faces as they sing it. It's
yeah.
so great.
But they're, like, walking around the campus of this place and they run into these people and it's just kind of, I thought that was funny, funny, funny.
Oh.
And, but I just felt like occasionally they forced it, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, when the two of them are on the beach, there's like nobody should be around, and they just have like these guys swim out of the ocean like they were just on like a snorkeling expedition.
Yeah, they were, because they were having their bachelor party.
Oh, okay. Well, you win.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's the other thing that just kind of bugged me too. So halfway through the movie, there's like a crack that happens in the middle of the complex where they're staying.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, uh-oh, that's going to come back to haunt them. And then at the end, it's just like a geyser shoots out of it. And
I forgot about that.
There's like no trouble. Like it does, like the building doesn't fall apart. It's just like the director was like, I want it to rain, but I want the rain to come out of the ground. Maybe if
How
we made
we
a
go
crack
this?
Happen in the middle of the movie. You know, I thought that was just kind of weird.
Yeah, that is interesting. I I have no answer for that.
Yeah, they zoom in on it at when it happens, like uh-oh.
Well, you know, like in the next scene, she has something and she's trying to fill the crack with something. I don't know what it is. And she's like, I can do this myself. And then like, it's not working. And so I guess I had kind of thought maybe that was just kind of showing that like her world is kind of falling apart, literally.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting point of view. I hadn't thought of that, and I haven't seen this enough times, but okay, if you look at it kind of metaphorical, like, oh, my life's falling apart, and then it's like this thing that you thought was going to be bad actually turned out to be good, and then...
Yeah, and this whole time... Well, maybe not,
but it didn't really turn out to be good. It just shot water everywhere. Did it ever stop? Do we see the next day? Is there still water shooting out of it?
You know, I really can't answer that, but I was just going to say that she's got Sophie's boyfriend, Sky. He's the one that's like helping her kind of, and she's got other workers too, but he's helping her like get stuff online about her place, and then she's got workers helping her like with the upkeep. So she needs a lot of help, and then Sky and Sophie are about to leave, you know? Mm-hmm. So we needed a Pierce Brosnan to come in and help her out.
And patch up that hole.
Well, like, she...
just going to leave that alone.
All right, next.
I want to rate some of your facts.
Okay, you're going to rate facts. Does that mean I have to sing it?
I guess so.
Rate my facts.
And that's a fact.
Nice.
This is interesting. We're kind of switching roles. Normally, I do all this random junk, and I asked you to do it.
Yeah, because apparently you hate this musical.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It's not my favy. I'm going to keep saying favy until it sticks, by the way.
All right, so before I say some facts, I want to ask you one trivia question.
Okay.
How is the main actress, Amanda, how is her last name pronounced?
Seyfried?
How did you know that?
Gosh, is that really? Is that really how?
Yeah.
Seyfried?
Seyfried.
So I got it right. Yeah.
Good job. All right. You win.
I'm doing good on this side of the
you
table.
You win 0 points. All right.
Oh, okay.
Because that was just kind of like a fun one. Here we go. Fact number one. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. All right. Pierce Brosnan had no idea what the project was about when he signed on. The producers told him it was being filmed in Greece and that Meryl Streep was starring. He said he would have signed on for anything involving Streep, describing her as, quote, that gorgeous blonde I fancied terribly in drama school, end quote.
Hmm. So they went to drama school together?
Sure.
Hmm. So he just wanted to hang out in Greece with Meryl Streep.
I mean, think about how much people respect Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have done the same if they didn't approach me.
They didn't?
Which, no.
I'm
Because
really
I would
shocked.
Be in the movie if they did, because who would turn down that role?
I just thought maybe you
What's
were
his name,
busy.
Sam?
Yes.
I mean, Sam I am. You know?
That's where you wanted to go with that?
Not immediately, but it took a turn real fast, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's all right.
So now I rate? Yeah, okay.
Wait, you're irate?
Now I rate. I Sam.
He's angry, folks. He's going to turn into the Hulk.
I'm going to turn into the Dancing Queen.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm mean and green, only 17. Let's give this fact a big ol'... I'll give it a 7.
Ooh, seventh heaven.
Yep.
Here's another one for you.
Bring it.
The song? Okay. The cheerleading movie?
Mm-hmm. It's also a musical.
It is a musical. We should talk about it. But not today. Okay.
Talk about.
The song, about. Silence. Sorry. When All Is Said and Done, was never part of the stage show. Okay? But that's like a popular one. that they wanted in there. But, no, wait. There's several that were not a part of the stage show. Huh. That is, sorry, that's a different thing. But the song named Fernando is a song about war. And they, yeah, no, it's not in there.
Oh.
And they wanted it in there really bad. So they had Meryl Streep hum it while the fathers were hiding upstairs so that they could get it in there without really getting it in there.
I'm going to give that fact a 4.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Because it took too long for you to say it.
Oh, you're supposed to read the fact and not the presentation of the fact. That's my impression of you.
Yeah, and here's my impression of you. But I do what I want.
Oh, do I say that?
I think you probably have.
Probably. All right, next fact. Mandy Moore, Amanda Bynes, Rachel McAdams, and Emmy Rossum were all considered for the part of Sophie.
Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
Like, ask Ashley, like...
Ask Ashley what?
Oh, no. Okay, so you... I made an All That reference, but you probably know her from the Amanda show.
Oh, I do know All That. And I...
You know All That? And A Bag of Chips?
Yes, and I didn't know exactly what the reference was from, but I understood.
She used to go, ask Ashley. That's me.
That's pure comedy.
That would have been funny if she was in this movie, and it was like, which one of you is my dad? And he went, that's me.
Wait, so she would be the dad in that scenario?
No, he would do it just as a joke to her career.
Okay. So he's making fun of her.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I like
so
it.
So who else?
Mandy Moore. And Rachel McAdams and Emmy Rossum.
You know what? I can't really see any of them. Maybe Mandy Moore a little bit.
Really?
But Emmy Rossum, I feel like, is a little too... maybe it's just the way Amanda... No, I can't say her last name.
Oh.
Seyfried?
Seyfried.
Seyfried. Mm-hmm. Amanda Seyfried, I feel like she was just kind of... she's a very unique personality.
She truly is.
None of those other people really match that. I don't know.
I felt like Rachel McAdams could definitely do it.
Now, remind me who that is.
She's the one in The Notebook.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I could kind of see that.
Yeah. I would pick her out of all those. I mean, Amanda Bynes, especially like currently, I'd watch the heck out of that, you know what I'm saying?
Because that would be really funny.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
But that will never happen.
No.
All right, so rate that fact.
I'll give it an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, sir. More soup, please. Sorry.
Just because I think it's funny that Amanda Bynes was considered.
Right?
Like they saw her in She's the Man and were like, oh, she needs to find out who her dad is. She'd be the perfect girl.
They said, who's the man?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next fact. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. The director of the movie, her name is Phyllida Lloyd, also directed the original Broadway play.
No way. I find that really interesting. I'll give that a 9.
Ooh, a 9. What if I add on to it saying that this play is actually by 3 women? And it's like very rare that it's like all 3 women that are in charge.
Okay.
And that's why the movie's such a hit.
I don't know about that last part.
That's why you should like it.
I think you added on that last part. I don't know. I guess that's still interesting. Not as interesting anymore.
I applaud them.
Well, yeah.
Good job, ladies, I say.
Of course, but I find it more interesting that the original lady also worked on the movie. I like when that happens.
All right. Last one. According to writer Katherine Johnson and director Phyllida Lloyd, Sophie's real father is Bill, a Swede. Bill's character was Australian in the original stage production, but in the film is a Swede, meaning that Sophie has her roots in Sweden, just like ABBA.
Oh, interesting. Mm. So Bill was the one with the boat?
Bill had the boat, yes.
It's kind of weird that they told us that after it's not in the movie.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a secret that
it's kind of like when J.K. Rowling was like, oh, by the way, Dumbledore's gay. And you're like, what? Okay. It's kind of like the same with this. It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, that's the father. Like, when it's something it doesn't really matter too much to the actual plot, I'm like, why'd you tell us? Who cares? Mm. Kind of ruins it.
I kind of, like, love that I know that.
Well, I'm not upset that I know it, but I also feel like, why even bring it
why
up?
Why are you crying?
I just... This chair hurts my. Yeah, it's my little booty.
Sure, it's the chair. Mm-hmm. All right, so rate that one.
Okay, well, the more I thought about it, I think the less I liked it. Because at first I was like, "Oh, that's cool. It's Bill. I never knew it was Bill. I'm gonna give that an 8." And then I was like, "Wait, why'd they tell us it was Bill? I don't really like that." They should have let the art stand on its own. Why throw in little bits like that? I don't know. I'll give it a 3. A stinky little 3.
But, like, they didn't tweet that out or anything.
Oh, they did.
They didn't say, like, gather around, everybody. Gather your children, your grandma.
Well, then how'd people find out? Like, they got them drunk at a bar one time? Like, by the way, who's the dad? Well, it's probably Bill.
And then they were like, oh, let's keep this an underground secret. But it just got out a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. But I'll give it an 8 and a 3. Can I do that?
No.
Yeah, I can.
That's the lowest rating we've ever had in this game, isn't it?
No, I think I've never given. You gave one of mine a negative something one time.
Oh, did I?
Probably.
That sounds like something I would do, actually. All right. Okay, so that's that. And then, do you want to do our fact or fate?
Oh yeah, hit me up. I can't wait to do a fact or fate.
Okay, so
I'm gonna get this so right. Fact or faked?
And that's a fact. Okay, here we go. Number one.
I'm going to read your poker face so hard right now.
Okay. I'm going to just smile really big. For all
the whole time. Okay.
Here we go.
Big smiles. Oh, no. Creepy. Don't do that.
Okay, here we go. Dominic Cooper and Amanda Seyfried. That's the main characters. Mm-hmm. Dated in real life for 3 years, but he ended up cheating on her with an ex.
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. You knew she was tied in here. All right.
She's the man.
Okay, number two. The director, Phyllida, originally wanted to dub Pierce Brosnan's singing voice, but the creative producer, Judy Kramer, found his voice, quote, charming.
Oh, what is her problem?
I do not know. Number three.
I did not find his voice charming.
Number three, it was announced recently by Universal Pictures that a sequel to the movie will be released on July 20th, 2018, which is 10 years after the first movie was released.
Oh, all these sound like real facts.
They're all real. That's the joke. Just kidding.
Wow. So, okay. So, I feel like you're going to try to trick me, like, because, you know, every once in a while I try to change like a little fact. So it's going to be something
you're
like, because I know they are making a sequel, but I feel like you're going to be like, but it's not actually June 20th. It's actually like December 25th. How would they make a sequel? Didn't they run out of ABBA songs? No,
I can't answer any questions.
Are they going to put Mamma Mia in the song again or in the musical again?
I can't answer any questions.
That'd be so annoying. Come see our new musical, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Gosh, he's so annoying.
All right, so which one's faked? Which ones are facts?
Let me talk through this because I want to do good. This is my first time being in this chair.
Whoa, you've never sat in that chair before?
Well, metaphorically, I meant.
Ah.
Okay. So, and then the other one was the director. Loved Pierce Brosnan.
Creative producer
loved Pierce Brosnan. And then
the two main actors.
Oh, they dated he cheated on her?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Look at me now. Will you ever guess? I don't know how.
Fact or faked, huh? That's the name of the game?
That's the name of the game. Doesn't mean anything to you.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the first one is fake.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it is, I guess.
That the first one's fake?
First one's fake.
False. Dominic Cooper and Amanda Seyfried dated in real life for 3 years, but he cheated on her with an ex.
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, it was Amanda Bynes.
She said, "That's me."
She sure did. number two, the director wanted to dub Pierce Brosnan's singing voice, but the creative producer found his voice charming. That's fake.
Is there a real fact? Did you tweak it?
Nope, I made that.
Oh, you just made that all up?
Yep.
I
know. I didn't even do your little trick.
I should have known that one was fake because nobody should find Pierce Brosnan's voice charming.
Well, I would agree.
I thought it's really sounded horrible. Weird.
It was pretty bad. And I actually was looking at your face while he was singing to see if there was a reaction, and there wasn't, so I was surprised.
No reaction. I was so disinterested at that point. Mm-hmm. I just wanted the song to be over.
Number three, I guess you knew if they were making a sequel.
Yes.
I didn't know you knew that, because I didn't know that. But you know what's hilarious?
Clowns.
You know what else is hilarious?
What?
You totally guessed the title. Jokingly.
Here We Go Again?
Yeah, it's Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Gosh.
Isn't that so funny? You totally nailed it.
Funny's a word for it.
Okay. But I read that it might serve as kind of a prequel.
How can they call it Here We Go Again and it be a prequel?
What I think, here's my guess.
That doesn't make any sense.
Here's my educated guess. I think that they're going to have, like, flashbacks.
Okay. Here We Go Again the first time.
Wah, wah. Here We Go Again previously.
Well, that was fun.
Good job.
Thanks.
Good work.
Do you have a least favorite song?
I already told you Elise's favorite song.
Okay, does Elise have a least favorite song?
Oh,
we never introduced ourselves. We are so bad at introducing ourselves on this podcast. I'm James, by the way.
And I'm Elise. Slipping through my fingers all the time. I try to something and something.
Is that your least favorite song?
No, I like that song.
So what's your least favorite song?
Makes me cry a little tear.
Just one lonely, solitary tear?
Yeah, just one. It escapes. My least favorite song is probably I Have a Dream. Yeah, that's definitely it.
Is this the one where she has the scarf flopping around her face the whole time?
I don't remember that.
She's like standing on a rock talking to Pierce Brosnan. 007.
Did you catch that when one of the guys did a James Bond little quote
at him?
He said, "I'm bright. Harry Bright."
I didn't catch that.
Maybe next time when you watch this movie over and over because you love it so much.
So, okay, I Have a Dream. That's your least favorite.
Yeah, what would you say?
I don't know, because a lot of them just kind of rolled off my back like a piece of water on a duck. Piece of water?
Wow, a piece of water.
Like a lot of them, they didn't even stick. So probably one of the yawners in the middle. Probably sung by Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, I think I know what your least favorite song is. Take a Chance on Me, or...
Oh, Take a Chance on Me, yeah. Stinker. That's a little stinker. A little turd.
I don't like that you say that.
Stinker.
Did you like Slipping Through My Fingers?
Are you talking like personally? I don't even remember that song.
That was the one where she's getting her daughter ready for the wedding and you were like not listening and I was like, pay attention, this is an emotional moment. And you were like, is it?
I don't really, some of those.
They roll up your back like a piece of water?
Exactly. Not all of them, though. Like, some of the slow songs, like Our Last Summer, I feel is like a kind of a slow song, and I like that song. But I'll be honest with you, I tried to listen to the soundtrack of this several times this week mm-hmm. in preparation for this episode.
Yeah.
And once I got to Money Money, I was like, oh, yeah. And I listened to Money 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 on repeat. Like,
so you listen to Money 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 Money.
Yeah.
Money.
Exactly. I was very rich by the time I was done.
Because that's how it works.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to play What Song Is That From?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, look at my little grubby hands rubbing together. I'm ready.
I am uncomfortable with that. Okay, cue the song.
Hey, wait a second, I gotta know, what song is that from?
Best song ever made.
Wow, what a great song. Okay, here we go. All right, here's your first one. You have 5 total, okay?
Oh, I thought you were going to say I have 5 seconds. I'm like, oh my gosh.
No, you have 5 total. If you get 5 out of 5, there is a special surprise, okay?
Is it a cat in a plastic bag?
Maybe. All right, number one. Here's the lyric.
Okay.
Mamma Mia.
Shut up. You can't be serious.
I wrote it here. It's written.
Mamma Mia. No, this is a trick question. They have another song with the words Mamma Mia in it. Oh, I think they do. I think I remember they said Mamma Mia in another song, and I was like, what?
Huh?
Dadu? this is tricky. Or maybe
slipping
it's not. Maybe you're
fingers,
just trying to...
Mamma Mia.
Maybe you're just trying to get in my head. Maybe it is just as simple as it's in Mamma Mia.
In my head.
I don't think it's in Mamma Mia, but I don't know what other song it's in.
Use your brain.
You know what? I'm going to hate myself if it actually is in Mamma Mia. I'm just going to say Mamma Mia.
Correct!
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
Good
Gosh.
Job. You got one right.
That was so. Right. That was like a mind game. My gosh. Is how you would host this game? Like the Jigsaw Killer and Saw.
Oh, but it would just be like really cryptic song lyrics. Guess what song this is from? And you'd be in the corner. I feel like it was in another song. I don't know. I can't think of it. You'd never get out.
Nope, never.
All right, number two. Here we go.
Okay.
I must leave. I'll have to go to Las Vegas or Monaco.
I must leave?
I must leave.
I must leave. I have to... That's got to be Money, 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 right?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, because she's talking about going gambling and all that stuff. Oh, you
Good
can't
job.
Bust out lyrics of my favorite song.
Well, see, I didn't know that was your favorite song when I made this list, so that's on me. All right, here we go. It was like shooting a sitting duck. A little small talk, a smile, and baby, I was stuck.
Oh, gosh. This is where we get stuck in the thicket. A duck? Yeah. She got me like a sitting duck.
It was like shooting a sitting duck.
Okay.
A little small talk, a smile, and baby, I was stuck.
Honey, honey?
Onk.
Onk? Was that a silent H?
Sorry, there's a semi driving through.
Onk. Onk. Onk if you love Jesus.
Okay.
Okay.
So you got that one wrong, but I sing it, you would get it.
Okay.
It was like shooting a sitting duck. A little small talk, a smile, and baby, I was stuck. It's the song you've been singing all day.
Don't go wasting your emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
Lay all your love on me.
Did you forget how the end goes?
Yeah.
You've been singing it a lot. But yes, that would have been right, but you got it wrong.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Number 4. The gods may throw the dice. Their minds as cold as ice, and someone way down here loses someone dear.
Ooh, this sounds so familiar. The gods may roll the dice.
Throw.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato.
Yep.
I can't think of how this part goes.
The gods may roll the dice. throw the dice, but...
their minds as cold as ice, and someone way down here loses someone dear.
Can I have a hint?
Your hint is...
That's my hint?
That really didn't help you? That's the chorus.
I know, but I don't know ABBA that well. Ya da 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 da. Ya da 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 da.
Ya da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Oh, that sounded so familiar.
Mm-hmm.
When all is said and done?
Mamma mia. Onk.
Onk.
The winner takes it all.
Oh, the winner takes
the
it all.
The loser's left to fall. Something like that.
Sure. Yeah.
So I can't remember how that part goes, but whatever. All right, last one. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
You've gotten
Wait, how many
two,
do I have right?
You've gotten 2 out of 4.
Oh, so this is... this. I win. If I get this one right, I get 3 out of 2. That's the majority.
3 out of 2?
I mean, 3 out of 5s. Gosh. 3 out of 2.
Math is hard.
That's like okay. A prequel that says we're doing it again.
We doing it again.
What are the words again?
Here we go again. You yourself
Mama
guessed
Mia,
it.
We do it again.
Okay. All right. Number 5. Here we go. Movie stars find the end of the rainbow with a fortune to win. It's so different from the world I'm living in. Tired of TV.
Oh, gosh. One more time. Throw me them lyrics.
Okay. Movie stars find the end of the rainbow with fortune to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different from the world I'm living in. Tired of TV.
Tired of TV. I don't know. Dancing Queen.
Honk.
Oh, that was a hard H.
It is. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
See, there's so many songs. Honey, honey, gimme, gimme, gimme. Money, 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 money.
There's one more fact that you've got to rate.
Okay. Oh, wait, so I lost, by the way.
Yeah, you lost big time.
Okay, so,
that's
okay.
All right, though.
One more fact I can rate.
All right, so I don't know a lot of details about this, but there was some sort of French television production, okay, where they were the first people to try to take ABBA songs and, like, turn it into something.
Good for them.
You know, before this. Mm-hmm. And guess what they named it?
Voulez-vous?
ABBA Cadabra.
Oh, boy.
Honestly, I would love that so much.
ABBA Cadabra?
ABBA Cadabra.
I would go see a magic show with ABBA songs. That would be fun.
Also, one thing that I'll say is that they, it's just like a very fun musical. And one thing that they did for the live version is when the, what do you call the people, the people who move the set?
Set movers.
Like stage?
Hands.
Hands? Is yeah. that it? Anyways, those people, when they would come on the scene, they would, like, dance around and they'd, like, interact with, like, some of the actors as they were, like, moving stuff and they're just, like, having fun. And I liked that, you know?
Yeah, it's
fun. I was
fun.
Like, I'm glad to see you're having a good time.
There's a lot of, I will say, even, like, music genres I don't like, when I see it live, it's a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this would have to be one of those for me. But, like I said, I almost would rather just go see an ABBA cover band.
All right, so are we going to rate this guy?
Yeah, do you want to? Do you have anything else you want to spout?
Spout.
Like a geyser shooting out of a Greek building?
In terms of spouting, I will say this.
Okay.
After the wedding in the live version, they got married, the part you don't like, where Sam and Donna get married. And then they pulled this camera out of nowhere and they like tossed it to somebody in the crowd. And then they all like gathered up and posed for a picture. And that guy was like, click. And that was kind of cute. And then like once the wedding was over, she like threw her bouquet to the crowd. I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, so it's kind of
interaction. Yeah. I like that.
I'll rate that fact a 10.
Hey, that's a good way to end on a positive note.
Yeah. So, well, but I haven't rated it yet. I'll rate it first so you can rate it afterwards.
Yeah, and then I can end on a more positive note.
Yeah. Actually, but mine's not so bad. I'll give it a 6.
All right, so tell me why.
I think we kind of mentioned I'm not a huge fan of romantic comedies, and I personally feel like this is in that genre.
And I don't agree, but whatever.
I felt like the plot was just a little, like, I honestly feel like they could have done more with it, because it is kind of interesting to have a girl that doesn't know who her dad is, and so she brings the three of them together, and, like, you feel like, oh, no, like, something's about to go down. But, like, in this movie, it's like, oh, no, they're all hanging out on a boat together, and they're totally okay with everybody, you know?
So you wanted more drama. You wanted more mom.
Yeah, I wanted them to fight. I wanted them to pick up the chair and throw it, have the security come and be like, we don't do that here. And the crowd's just going, Maury. The snorkelers come out of the ocean and they're like, Maury, Maury.
You're thinking of Jerry.
Same thing. But there are some fun moments, too. Actually, the first two or three songs, I was like, oh, no. Am I going to like this a lot?
Why would that be, oh, no?
Well, because I feel like maybe it's just the people I've talked to or interacted with in the past have not said the best reviews about this movie. And so I just went into it like with a jaded point of view.
Yeah, see, you gotta have an open mind.
So I did. I was. And so, but that's why the first few songs I was like shocked. I was like, what? I don't see what the big deal is. This isn't so bad. And then about halfway through, I was like sending out an SOS.
Ooh. Did you know that ABBA was actually inspired by the Beatles?
I mean, who wasn't?
Okay. All right. So my turn to rate it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to rate it. I'm going to rate it an 8.5. And here's why. Okay.
Tell me why.
I will. So to me, and everybody has different opinions, I understand that. But to me, a musical is something that is, you know, it's fun. It's a little bit upbeat. You know, it has, this movie has lots of different emotion. It has, I mean, obviously has like a pretty good storyline. You know, I guess we disagree on that. I think it does.
Well, no, pretty good is a good description of it. Yeah.
Okay. And great songs that like you want to listen to over and over again, rewatchability. So like all the things that I look for in a musical, I feel like this has it.
Okay. That makes sense.
You feel?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think the majority of the world would obviously agree with you. As you said, 54 million people have seen it or whatever.
I guess it doesn't say if they liked it or not, but they saw it.
That's true. Voulez-vous?
Ooh, do you know what that means in French?
No clue. Is that what it means? No clue?
No. Something like, what do you want? They're like, what do you want?
When people call me, I'm just going to answer the phone. Voulez-vous?
Voulez-vous? Say it with some attitude.
So next week then, let's talk about next week. We are doing High School Musical then.
All three.
And I think we're going to rank them. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Best to worst?
We're definitely going to get into the details as well.
Get in those deets.
Mm-hmm.
We're going deep undercover into the high school. It's like a
Jump Street.
Yeah. That kind of situation. Oh, follow us on Twitter at WRLM Podcast, and also on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals, and Facebook, and that's it, right? I think we have a YouTube channel, but good luck finding that.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. You didn't even know we did. Did you just sneeze again? Are you allergic to YouTube?
I'm allergic to this podcast, I think.
You said a chew tube.
Ah. Did I?
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we're done.
Thanks, everybody, for putting on those headphones, plugging them into some sort of device, clicking on this episode, and listening to it all the way through. Or maybe you just skip to the end. In that case, shame on you.
Welcome to the episode.
That's like taking a book off the shelf and flipping right to the very last page and just reading the words, the end.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, guys, again, for listening to us. Rate and review if you want to. If you don't want to, then never listen to another episode again. And the look on your face is not happy.
Insult our friends.
Obviously, all in jest. Not in jest, like eat it, but like in jest, like just... I'm jesting.
It sounded like you said chest.
Joking. In my chest. All right, thanks, guys. This has been We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
I'm Elise.
Money, money, money.
Musicals. Jazzy.